and it's all over here in Healy Park in Omagh. And Neve Connell are back in the Ulster Club Final for the second time in their club history. The battle really, really hard today, Martin, and tonight it was a game they were in control of from the get-go. You know, let's be honest about it. You've touched on it a number of times. Clontibert came, but they just didn't have the final finishers to actually see out the game. On the Neve Connell side, they were, suppose, if you look at the number of scores, I think there's five or six different scores from deep. They controlled the game in the first half. In the second half, they had to work even harder for it.
Yeah, they had. Well, Clontibert would be disappointed with their first half performance, you know. Other than Conor McManus getting 3 points, two from frees and one from play. And the one from play came after 3 minutes, didn't score the rest of the half. Then Kieran Thompson got a great point to say. And in fairness, Conor McManus, Francis Hughes and Conor McManus again, they got two frees and one from play. That's the time they took over. But the good team dig deep when it makes the difference. And see, as Owen McGettigan seems to have got man of the match down here below us. And then you had Kieran Thompson and Owen McGettigan getting the scores then to go 10-6 again. They weathered that. Desi Moan got a point to get back to 10-7, but they got 2 points again. Owen McGettigan and Kieran Thompson put it to 12-7, and then, you know, Conor McManus and Darren Hughes got the two late. Darren Hughes got the two late scores. But I have to, you know, they've come with a better side, you know, and always in control of the match, and you know, they deserved it. I thought Liam McClune was awesome today. I thought he had a brilliant game. That Kieran Thompson, ably helped by Kieran Thompson. Owen McGettigan had, you know, his quality game. Jack McKelvey, what a man! Give him the job of marking Conor McManus. Now, it was not easy on Conor McManus, but I know Jack McKelvey had Marty Boyle in front of him. Great performance, Jack McKelvey. Brendan McDyer's stage is brilliant. Owen Wade, a great game. Ethan O'Donnell did what he had to do. Eunan Doherty works his sock off. Kieran Gallagher dropped but came in, and that's a good sign of a player and did really well. Charles, we can name Marty Boyle, talking about the other players, you know, the side, you know, and the O'Connell crowd out in the field now and everything else. And I just think, you know, last day we talked about it was Anthony Thompson, the senior player, did well. Today it was Leo McClune. I must mention them two men in Dublin. It's Paddy McGlynn and Brian McGill. Brian McGill picked up a flu during the week and he will be hearing for that. And Paddy McGlynn, everybody knows Paddy McGlynn. Well, he might even be here, but if he's listening to us, he came out to me and I mentioned him the last day, party. But for them, Cal Malloy and them men listening to us, you know, Cal's said in hospital the minute. It was great for them. Great for Neve Connell. You can be very proud of this bunch of players. You know, they got that couple of weeks break, and especially the first half performance, very good. And when they needed to dig deep, they dug deep in the second half. And an Owen McGettigan who's got man of the match. Big, good free taker as well, which is a big thing you need. A successful teams all have good free takers, and that makes a difference. And you know, with Kieran Thompson able to kick the other free, so I thought, you know, Clontibert were disappointing. You know, we take them on in Champions. Expect Scotstown were there. He's got more from them. They'll be disappointed. But we talked about it before, and for the two big games back to back, the Scotstown game, brilliant performance. The Cross McLean game, brilliant performance. Are you able to do it now? You have to give credit to Neve Connell. Maybe they weren't let do it today as well, but. Definitely, when you stop, it's easy enough to stop one player, doesn't matter at what level is that. When you stop the one player, they had nobody, you know, they didn't seem to have anybody else able to get scores, but looking at their team.
But you have to look at the influence of Conor McManus there tonight. Just look on the points from play. He scored in the third minute for Clontibert, and that's necessarily all he did. And then let's be honest, yeah. You know, in fairness, you know, okay, he's one of the best footballers in Ulster, but to be fair to Jack, today, Jack McKelvey, he did a really good man-to-man marking job on him.
Yeah, he did brilliantly, and Marty Boyle, ably supported by Marty Boyle, you know. There's a lot of unsung heroes in this Neve Connell team. We talk about, you know, Alton Doherty. We don't really mention him a while lot. You know, Kevin McGilling is forward and kicks a point tonight. Steve McGrath. And yeah. The goals as you conceded. You know, people say, oh, we put pressure on the goalkeeper and regress, and that's Steve McGrath's performance. We took Ethan O'Donnell, we know how good he's been. You know, and then you have the Brendan McDyers, you know, again, Brendan McDyer working socks off. Eunan Doherty, I mean, the mileage he puts up on the field. Then Jack McKelvey, the young lad who comes in and gets his biggest job to do. You know, with all these other men on the field, he's still given the job doing. What a performance. And then it's just, you know, we look at Charlie McGinnis, Kieran Gallagher, and them type. And then you have the experience of Dara Gallagher, Stephen Malloy, Dermot Brick Malloy to come off the bench. That's where, you know, that makes a difference. And look at whoever wants tomorrow, these Neve Connell men can head home tonight and enjoy themselves and go up tomorrow to Armagh and watch Kilcoo and Derry Gunley tomorrow and see those be in the final. Great. It's great for Donegal football. It's great for Neve Connell, but it's brilliant for Donegal. And I know another man back, Pat Eamon. Boyle might be listening to me, and I know he'd be a very proud man tonight back there in Neve Connell. But and Glenties, it's a great for them. It's great for Donegal. It's great times for us. It's great to have club teams doing this here, and it's great, you know, our senior team going well, our club teams. Look, it's a great time for football, and let's enjoy it. That's what I say, and we'll look forward to the final in 2 weeks' time.
Well, indeed, and just analysing the actual game today, when you look at the passage of play right from the get-go, it was Neve Connell who asked a number of questions. Brendan McDyer hit the post and could have had a goal, Martin, the very first passage of play. play really stretched that Clontibbert defence. And once again, another man you're on about who is an unsung hero is Brendan McDyer.
Yeah, he played brilliant, especially the first half. Maybe, Timothy, we play the first half and we take him off my tires. He's a very intelligent footballer, and that's what you need. You know, that's this intelligence that they all have. Don't be selfish. Everybody gives the ball to a better player. There's no such thing as anybody wanting to do it on their own and everything else. And look at, and the further, the biggest problem you have in Donegal, as teams found out the last lot of years, is getting out of Donegal. You know, Niamh Connell were beaten the last two county finals out here today, and now they're in Ulster Club final. Gidor got beaten the year before as a semi-final by Niamh Connell, and now they went to an Ulster. Now we've Niamh Connell and Ulster. That, you know, the quality of club football in Donegal, you know, sometimes we'll be saying we don't realise we have. Now it's tough in Donegal because the way it's played and everything else, but it does stand for you when you get out and other teams struggle with it. And we've seen it. It's brilliant. We won Ulster Club last year. We've a team back in an Ulster Club final the year. We're in a team in an Ulster Junior final. We won it this last 2 years. And we hopefully will have seen Knowles tomorrow. Hopefully if they can get over the line, you know, again against Galbally tomorrow, and we'd have another team. So, look, it's great. And that just shows you where we're at. And, you know, an Owen McGettigan, you'd have to say, you know, the way you look at young players coming through and you'd be excited. You have to get excited with Owen McGettigan. There's a lot of quality in that young player.
Yeah. Just looking at the second half performance, the first half performance, we spoke about the actual fetches and the catches by Leo McLoone was something of beauty throughout tonight's game. But in the second half, there's one man keeps popping up, Kieran Thompson. When Niamh Connell needed leadership, needed a score, he was the go-to guy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what you need. I talked about Andy Thompson the last day when they needed it. He got them three very, very important scores in play. Tonight it was Liam McClune, the first half, had a brilliant first half. And I see Leo being interviewed down here below me. Maybe he was man of the match. I would have to say he was my man of the match tonight. And Owen McGettigan had a great game as well. But looking at it, from the point of view of you know, they talk about the play. You've Kieran Thompson then took over in the second half, and I mean that's a big midfield partnership. It's a good inter-county midfield partnership, not only a club midfield partnership. And as you say, not alone doing that, but they're getting scores as well. That's what I'm Liam McClune got that important point in the 16th minute to put them 6-1 up, and then Kieran Thompson, he talked about the same, that point with the outside of the left boot. The other one that Charles McGinnis coming out to take, and he said, "No, I'm captain this team. I'm going to kick this," and kicked it over the bar from right out underneath us here, 47 meters out over the bar. That's leader. Qualities you need, and then you got that last point was important, and no one easy enough to have over free. But that's what you need, and no, that's what's good about it. And there's a lot of quality all around the pitch, you know, and that there. And I think the big thing was who got out the three games in Donegal, and they came out on top, and it stood for them big time. And you see it today. This was, you know, a good, very good first half performance, particularly. So them games stood for them. Looking forward to Ulster final, and it would be great if we could. You know, we've won this year. We've won the intercounty Ulster final. We'd be Dover won it last year. We could have Niamh Connell now gone on to win the final. And look at, you know, it's Kilcoo or Derry Gonnelly. You never know. We come out of it. You know, people are talking about Kilcoo and everything else, but I'll tell you, anybody beats that Niamh Connell team, will have a good day's work.
Well, Mickey Moran, he will definitely be in the stand tonight, and well, they take on Derry Gonnelly tomorrow. Martin, before I let you go, Kilcoo, Derry Gonnelly, where's your money?
Well, you'd have to think Kilcoo are the favourites for it. Derry Gonnelly's, but you know, the big game against Trillick and that there, and Jerry McLaughlin here, a Fermanagh man, is looking at me here saying, what am I talking about here? But I think that you know, you'd have to think, you know, Ryan Jones and that there'd be marked, but you just think Kilcoo are improving as they go along. They've the Johnsons, they have Conor Laverty, and you know, they've got a little bit of quality about them, you know. And you know, it's when you analyse, I suppose, the experience that they have and everything else, they've been there, they've been knocking about, you know, they've never got over the line. This is a big year for them. They feel with the likes of Schlock Needle out of the way and everything else, you know, and then they have a lot of experience, and the Brannigans as well. They've just a lot of experience. I expect Kilcoo to win it, but Derry Gonnelly have a lot of good footballers, particularly in the Joneses and that there, and you can never write them off. But I think maybe that Derry Gonnelly have their big game played against Trillick, getting over the line and penalties when they end up the way they got over the line that time. And I think that maybe just Kilcoo will get over the line, and we could end up having a down Donegal final.
Well, we will definitely look forward to that. And well, whoever comes through, Martin Regan and co, will not care. They came to Healy Park here in Omagh looking to get into their second Ulster Club final in their club's history. They have done that in emphatic fashion, it has to be said as well. They've defeated the Monaghan champions Clontibbert this evening on a scoreline of Clontibbert 9 points, Niamh Connell 12 points. We'll have all after match reaction tomorrow on Sunday Sport, but until then, have a very good evening.
Highlands coverage of Niamh Connell in the Ulster Senior Club Championship is in association with theRiders Official.com.